This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, November 29th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that there's a second threat from an armed American to drive across the country to attack Islamburg, a community of about 25 African-American Muslim families in the Delaware County town of Tompkins. John Ritzheimer, an ex-Marine from Phoenix, Arizona, posted a video on Facebook October 18th with a handgun by a car saying that he is on his way to Islamburg. Quote, "In June, Islamburg and its parent organization, the Muslims of America, ran an article in their newspaper, The Islamic Post, calling Ritzheimer a member of the, quote, American Taliban, unquote. The Watershed Post reported. Paul Holstein, the media representative for the Albany field office of the FBI, released a statement, quote, "The FBI vigorously investigates threats and allegations of hate crimes. After recently becoming aware of a video which could have been perceived as threatening against the Muslim community in Hancock, New York, the FBI immediately took steps to notify our federal, state, and local partners. The FBI and New York State Police have maintained communication with the community to keep them informed of pertinent information. As always, we remain committed to protecting civil liberties of Americans and make every effort to preserve their safety," unquote. The New York Daily News on November 27th reported the FBI has issued a formal alert calling Ritzheimer a, quote, "potential threat to law enforcement," unquote. But an FBI spokesperson in Albany would not confirm that fact for the Watershed Post. Read the full story in the Watershed Post. Columbia County holds a public informational meeting at 7 p.m. December 1st on their plan for broadband. The Columbia County Open Access Fiber Lateral and Wireless Assessment Draft is online, and the public can also learn about the plan at this meeting on the first floor committee room at the county office building at 401 State Street in Hudson. The draft plan is at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com, and written comments can be sent to Kenneth Flood at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. Today is Sunday, November 29th, 2015. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 41 and a low around 27. Predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 45. Monday should be sunny with a high near 41 and a low around 27. Tuesday, showers are likely, mainly after 1 p.m. with a high near 42. You listen to 90.7 FM WGXC.